Frank Panisi's been good enough to join me, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football for Red Z. Red Z Loans for the Self-Employed, redz.com. Welcome back to you, Frank. Great to have you back on.
Great to be back, Dwayne.
And it's pretty exciting times for you guys. You take on the Rabbitohs tomorrow night in Sydney, and you're flying at the moment.
Yeah, it's the start of four away games, consecutive games away from home. So we've had a good run of last 3 weeks playing three games here at Amy Park, our home. But we're on the road now for 4 weeks, and we've got a couple of tough games, then no tougher than tomorrow night against South Sydney Rabbitohs, who are second on the table. They've got a few injuries, but they've still got a very, very good team tomorrow night. So it's going to be a good challenge, but one we're looking forward to.
How good a team have you got? You've still got a few major injuries?
Yeah, Ryan Papenhuyzen's still out. Dwayne Hill, he's about a week away. He was very close to playing this week, but being so early in the year, we're not going to risk him. He'll be back for the next game, which is Sunday week against the Dragons in the Magic Weekend up in Brisbane. But hopefully, Big Nelson and George Jennings, our winger, they return back from concussion. They missed last week's game, so they've passed all the protocols, all the correct tests. So they train well this morning. So we'll have those two players back is a bonus for us.
And here you guys are clever enough to get out of Melbourne when it starts getting cold. Is that the reason?
It's weak. Yeah, no, not at all, not at all. We missed winter last year, or the large part of winter. So, no, it was as I said, we've got four games away, just the way the draws is at the moment. And there's three games. We've got one in Suncorp, then one in Canberra, then one back at Suncorp in Brisbane. So, given we've got two games out of three in Brisbane, we thought it'd use an opportunity to go to the Sunshine Coast, which we've got a base, not just because of last year's history, but it is where our feeder team is up there, the Falcons. We've got an academy up there. So it's just another way just to stay linked to the area and obviously mix up the season in the middle of the year just before the origin period. So I think it'd be a good way for the players to prepare for those three away games.
And another week, another Craig Bellamy story about whether he will or won't sign, whether he'll stay or go.
Yeah, I think they should actually make a drama series of it. I think it'd be really interesting. It just every series has got a different ending. So we just hope the final series or the final episode has the ending, happy ending, and we can all celebrate. But yeah, look, as I said, we all hope, we think everything will work out well, and I'm sure it will in due course.
And can you expect the licensed bid? There's going to be a second team in Brisbane. So how far do you think the NRL will expand long term, do you think? Will they continue to grow outside of New South Wales and Queensland as well?
Yeah, I think they will. I'm not too sure. I think the idea of having a second Brisbane team, I think the vast majority of people in the game believe it's a good idea. It's a strong rugby league area, and to only have one team in Brisbane just doesn't seem to make sense and hasn't made sense for a long, long time. The big question, the big debate, Dwayne, is not whether there should be a second Brisbane team, but can we really afford a 17th team? And I think that's the big question mark in terms of, do we have enough players of great quality to play the game? And obviously, from a financial point of view, can the game sustain a 17th team? Because if you think from a broadcasting point of view, it doesn't bring you an extra game. It's just an extra team, and it's a bye every weekend. So it's an interesting one. Personally, I like the idea of a second Brisbane team, but I do have my question marks on a 17th team, if that makes sense.
So do you guys have the same discussion we do every time there's a 19th team talked of, we'll get a 20th and make it even, then there's an extra game? Is there, if there's a 17th, will there be talk of an 18th? And where?
That's a good question. There's talk of a second New Zealand team. I mean, I think that's one that from a marketing and a commercial point of view and would make a lot of sense. But again, you know, on one moment I'm questioning whether we've got enough players to have one more team, and suddenly if we bring two more teams, that's 60 more players. So I'm just not quite ready. We're not sure we're quite ready right now for two extra teams, but it would certainly make sense in the next 5 years if planned well. So, you know, time will tell, but, you know, there's not much we can do about it. We can only, you know, offer our opinion. Ultimately, the NRL will make a decision, and I think they are going around the clubs to get their clubs' views, points on those conference systems they're talking about, and we can probably express our opinions on the depth of players that are available in the game at the moment.
Great to have a chat to you, Frank. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, still got a week in Melbourne. We go to Sydney and back, and then we're off next Friday. So one more week in Melbourne, and one thing about it, we can't complain about the weather at the moment, Dwayne. So we've been very lucky.
Great stuff. Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of football joining us on a weekly basis. So make sure if you're a Storm fan, you tune in every time we have Frank Panisi on, and we'll do it again next week. That's just about it for me. Okay, Tyler's, if you're a Tyler, listen up. Beaumont's has 115 stores with the best range of RLA, Ardex and DTA tools, glues and grouts, and you can win 25 grand's worth. Jump into iCanWin.com.au. And, of course, it is great to have so many of your calls and your texts come through. Heap have come through on Matt Rendell. Love Matt Rendell. That probably sums up what about 10 or 12 have said on the text machines. So thanks for that as well. Wrap up after the break. And Bob and Andy are not far away.